Hello, welcome to the Chisapod. I am Masogosi Yamela. I'm coming to you live from the DSTV Mzansi Viewers Choice Awards. I caught up with your faves and they served some tea, some very hot tea. Here's what they had to say.
Yes, Mzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonki into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
So first up, we've got Boiti. She's a rapper, reality TV star. She told us what's really happening between her and Bobby. Girl, told us a lot.
And why are you here tonight?
I'm here to present some very important good awards.
Okay.
Yes.
Which ones are those?
Song of the Year, Favorite Artist.
Oh, and who are you supporting tonight?
Okay. So everyone in the category of music. Those are my people. Those are my colleagues now. So I'm excited.
Not even one. You're not going to give us one person.
Shoma Josie's amazing. Prince KB.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like I don't want to seem like I've got some favoritism. Yeah. We support everybody, you know?
I see. So tell me here, your reality show.
Bobby.
Can we talk about Bobby? Because everybody's talking about Bobby.
I mean,
why? Why is
you know
he
what?
There? Does he serve a purpose?
At the very beginning, I said I'm bringing Bobby under my wing, and I want to see what he does with me, how he collaborates with me in order to, I don't know,
grow
in his career and also with me. But you can see that's not working out. And reality is reality. He's fucking up, and he's gonna have to suffer the consequences, which we'll see throughout the show. Eventually, you have to.
And your mom, like, being all territorial about it.
My mom
Why?
Is. Yeah. My mom is amazing. She's like the star of the show. And I understand, you know, she knows my character. I'm always a person that gives people way too many chances.
Why do you
I'm
do that?
Too trusting. I'm always as a character. Character flaw, I guess.
Mm.
So I guess she always has to step in and be like, look, if you're not going to make this decision, I'm going to make it for you. You know, so I guess you get to see that as well. And she does play the mother role, so it helps.
And going forward, have you learned your lesson? Like?
Without a doubt.
Definitely. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
We're getting there. We're getting somewhere. I'm becoming a better person.
One last question. What should we expect from Boiti this year?
Music.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Drop some names a bit, maybe.
A lot of people. Ricky, Costa.
Really?
Stogie. Yeah, we've got things in the mix.
And next up, we spoke to actor and model Name Apps. This is what he had to say about the awards.
I'm here to celebrate each and every. It's all about giving creative rights due. Even though they have so much talent, but I feel like all the nominees need to be celebrated, and that's why I'm here.
And who are you supporting tonight?
I'm supporting every nominee. I'm supporting my boy, Uloisa McDonald, that I work with. But other than that, I feel like every nominee needs to be celebrated.
And more than anything, do you think the industry is like opening up the... do you think the industry is being opened up to more like jobs for actors?
So I feel like it is happening, but I feel like it can happen even on a bigger scale. I feel like the more we come with our content, when the channels give us the platform to come with that, I think it makes it gives more opportunity to opening it up.
Yeah.
So I think it is there, but I think more can be done. If the channel can realize that it's all about Africa and the content, it's done.
She is funny without even trying. Tamsi Mantu told us about her first experience doing stand-up comedy. This is what she has to say.
Oh, I'm so humbled. I feel so grateful because last year I won the Favorite Actress.
Yes.
The Ultimate. So I'm presenting the Ultimate tonight. So, yeah.
And what did that mean to you, winning that Favorite Actress Award?
Jobs. Money.
Okay.
Yes.
And the fact that people love you so much, how do you deal with that?
But I'll start with a picture.
I love them. So initial feeling, you understand?
Even when you're shopping, like...
Now I'm a text.
Yes.
Awesome.
And you don't mind?
I don't mind at all.
So here, who are you supporting tonight?
Tonight, I'm supporting... Pop-ups.
Okay.
Yes.
Why Pop-ups?
I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Yes.
speaking of comedy, would you ever do any comedy stand-up or something?
I do stand-up.
You?
Yeah.
Where?
When they book me.
Okay.
Like, they go to stell.
Like, we know where to go to find you.
Okay, but mind you, being booked to stell.
Okay.
Yang pa 20 minutes slot a comedy. Bang booka go nego zinda o, but angaga ngenele.
Yeah. And how did you find it?
Bang kila ngas bang kuli with stell. Instagram or very big phone, but usually if you know a band by like you company, you have to phone a band.
And did you enjoy the stand up? Did you enjoy that experience of like maybe making jokes to people?
The thing is, I don't.
So happy for her.
I don't work hard to make people laugh. I just tell stories and then they love them. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Last but not least, we've got Andile Mpisane, who told us the reasons behind him asking his mom R1 million. Talk about flex goals, hey? What? This is what he had to say.
So we've been watching your reality show with your mom, right? And people have been asking, like, why did you ask for R1 million? That's like a lot of money.
Well, basically I asked for R1 million because I wanted to shoot like a good music video, like the best music video in South Africa. So when it comes out, which it's probably gonna come out after like 3 weeks.
You've shot it already?
Yeah, I've shot it already.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and it's basically for my music video.
Who does it feature?
It features Destruction Boys and Matanona.
Are they gonna be there like in the video?
Yeah.
Okay. And then R1 million, like what did you need for that video? R1 million sounds like a lot of
cars, everything.
And girls.
Yeah.
So anyway, how do you feel about people's reaction about in your reality show?
Well, everyone's reactions are quite good. I don't have bad reactions. Everything is just yambagat. I go pay to so much.
Then would you be part of a season 2 maybe? Are
yeah,
you enjoying it being on TV?
Yeah, cool, enjoy.
And your life being out there in the public?
I enjoy, cool, yeah. It's not fake, it's real.
Is it?
Yeah.